Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Ever feel like your emotions are running wild? Like a roller coaster that's decided to go off track and do its own thing? Yeah, me too. And sometimes figuring out how to manage all that feels overwhelming, right? But what if I told you there was a way to channel those feelings to turn them into something beautiful, something powerful? Today on ADHD, but make it spiritual, we're diving into the magic of creative expression as a coping mechanism. Because let's be real, sometimes talking about your emotions just isn't enough. Sometimes you need to paint them, write them, sing them, dance them out. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and get ready to unleash your inner artist. Five things we're going to explore today. First up, we need to acknowledge that our emotions are valid. Every single one of them. The good, the bad, the messy, it's all part of what makes us human. You know that feeling when you're feeling super overwhelmed and you just want to scream into a pillow? Totally get it. That's your inner volcano erupting, and there's nothing wrong with that. But instead of letting that energy burn you out, what if we channeled it creatively? Next, let's talk about the amazing power of art as self-expression. Think about it, music, painting, writing, dance, whatever speaks to your soul can be a way to communicate those feelings that sometimes words just can't capture. Ever felt like you were bursting with emotions but couldn't quite put them into words? Maybe you tried journaling, but the words just didn't feel right. That's where creative expression steps in. It's like giving your brain a different language to communicate in, one that speaks directly to your heart. We're also going to talk about finding your own unique voice. There's no right or wrong way to express yourself creatively. Whether you're a talented musician, a passionate painter, a wordsmith extraordinaire, or even just someone who loves doodling on napkins, your expression is valuable and deserves to be celebrated. And speaking of celebrating, let's not forget the sheer joy of creating something beautiful. When we pour our hearts into our art, it can feel incredibly fulfilling. It's a way to connect with ourselves on a deeper level, to tap into that inner spark of creativity that makes us so uniquely human. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. Creative expression isn't about perfection. It's about exploring, experimenting, and having fun. So don't be afraid to make mistakes, to try new things, and to let your creativity flow freely. Now imagine this. You're feeling super stressed after a long day at work. Everything is buzzing around you, deadlines, emails, that nagging to-do list just keeps growing. You feel like you're on the verge of an emotional meltdown. But instead of hitting the stress button and scrolling through social media for the 100th time, you decide to do something different. You grab your favorite sketchbook. Light scented candle lavender is amazing for calming anxiety. Put on some mellow music and let your mind wander. You start sketching, not with any particular plan in mind, just letting your hand move freely across the paper. As you draw, your thoughts start to quiet down. The buzzing around you fades away as you focus on the feel of the pencil on the paper. What starts out as a jumbled mess slowly transforms into something beautiful. Maybe it's a swirling pattern that represents the chaos in your mind, or perhaps it's a simple image that evokes a sense of peace. You realize that through this creative outlet, you've channeled those overwhelming emotions into something tangible, something that feels calming and grounding. That, my friends, is the magic of using creative expression to cope with emotions. It's about finding a healthy way to process those feelings, to release them in a constructive way, and ultimately to find peace and balance within yourself. Remember, your emotions are valid, your creativity is powerful, and you deserve to express yourself freely. So go ahead, unleash that inner artist. Whether it's painting, writing, dancing, singing, playing music, or anything else that sparks your joy, let your creative spirit soar. You never know what amazing things you might create when you give yourself permission to feel and express. And don't forget, share this episode with someone who could use a little creative inspiration. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear about your own experiences with using creative expression as a coping mechanism. Until next time, keep those creative juices flowing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.